This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. The federal election has come and gone. But what will its results mean for big-ticket items like the implementation of the Accessible Canada Act and the government's proposed disability benefit? For her perspective, we're joined by Krista Carr, the Executive Vice President of Inclusion Canada. And Krista is speaking to us this morning from Fredericton, New Brunswick. Hey, good morning, Krista. Thank you for making time to be with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump into the Accessible Canada Act. How optimistic are you about the federal government following through with the implementation of the Accessible Canada Act after its re-election?
Well, there's certainly a commitment to it in the platform. The Liberal platform makes a commitment to aggressive implementation of the Accessible Canada Act. And I think at this point in time, all we can do is attempt to hold political parties accountable to the promises they make during election campaigns and hold their feet to the fire to ensure they follow through.
We know the ACA is a big piece of legislation with a lot of elements. How would you describe the performance so far in regard to the act?
Well, I mean, I think there's certainly been movement on the implementation of the act, but nothing ever happens as fast as we really want it to. And so I'm hoping that we can move forward to really harmonize, get the standards in place as quickly as possible, and move to full implementation. The Accessible Canada Act, however, only applies to federally regulated entities. So while it's a great step forward, there's a lot more that also needs to be done on the disability front. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice in the Liberal platform, there is a commitment to the definition of disability that is in the Accessible Canada Act, which happens to be a much broader definition of disability than you'll find in most any other definition of disability in federal legislation, like, for example, the disability tax credit. Mm-hmm. And it does say that it will move to implement that definition across government. And if that, in fact, gets done, that could make a big difference for the number of people who become eligible for federal benefits and programs that aren't currently eligible.
Mm-hmm. Which then would lead us into the conversation around the disability benefit, where that was introduced before Parliament was dissolved. Did Inclusion Canada take part in the relatively extensive consultation process?
Yes, we've certainly engaged in the consultation process and engaged our own membership across the country as well in terms of what they want to see in a federal disability benefit. So it's something I really hope that will happen as soon as possible.
We've been talking about that benefit since it was put forth earlier in this year, and we find it fascinating. And one of the considerations that we were talking about extensively was the fact that there should be no clawbacks, right? There shouldn't be something that impacts someone's provincial disability supports. In your mind, what considerations should the government take in reintroducing, re-examining, and retabling the disability benefit?
Well, I think that we need to move quickly. If we've seen one thing through COVID, it's been that people are living in poverty. Mm. And that poverty has been exacerbated by COVID. And we need to move really, really quickly in terms of implementation of a federal disability benefit. And we can't wait 3 years.
Yeah.
So we need to get the consultation period done. And we need to move, reintroduce the legislation that was introduced before Parliament dissolved, and really move quickly and aggressively to get something in place that's really going to make a difference in lifting people with disabilities out of poverty.
Yeah, that's something we were talking about last week with our accessibility reporter, Megan Gilmore, about hopefully that the re-election doesn't mean that we're starting from scratch again on this, especially knowing it's minority government, knowing there could be some kind of ticking clock on this parliament, that we need to get this going quickly in regards to making sure support is getting into the hands of people as quickly as possible. Speaking of another big, big issue, and it's one that we were talking about yesterday in the context of Kingston, Ontario, but affordable housing was something that came up a lot over the course of the election campaign. Where do you think the federal government should start in regard to affordable housing? And I'm also going to add accessible housing into that mix, because we know that you can't separate those two things.
That's exactly true. And the other piece we can't separate, Dave, is the piece around supports that need to be available within within that. So I think in terms of housing, the big thing is people, far too many people with disabilities are currently housed in congregate settings, institutionalized in various facilities, and all based on their perceived need for disability support. And so one real priority for the federal government needs to be to ensure that people with disabilities have the same access to inclusive, affordable, accessible housing in their communities, in regular apartments or houses or other places, that condos that other people, that everyone else lives in, with the supports available if required. And I think people shouldn't have to live in congregate settings or long-term care facilities because they require disability supports. And obviously, we just talked about poverty. Affordability is a huge issue here. You know, people with disabilities are far too disproportionately living in are on wait lists for housing, and can't get subsidized housing. And often, when they can get subsidized housing, it is not the type of housing that anybody else would want to live in. Mm-hmm. And we really have to, I mean, we have to start treating people with disabilities like full citizens of this country, with the same, giving them the same rights and opportunities as everyone else has. And housing is a huge issue. I mean, when people are not appropriately and adequately housed, then we can't talk about people getting jobs, or we can't talk about people contributing productively to society, because they don't have safe, stable living arrangements.
Yeah. It's the most fundamental thing that you can do before you talk about anything else. You need to make sure people are housed appropriately. And we know that that it's becoming a huge affordability concern. It's an accessible, it's an actual built environment concern. There's so many elements that are feeding into that one right now that it is a huge, huge priority. And it's one that needs to start being dealt with today, right? This one can't be one that we say, we've got a goal 5 years down the road. There need to be solutions put forward today that need to be actively worked at the civic level, the provincial level, the federal level. This needs to be an urgent number one need for so many people across the country. Krista, we know that disability didn't necessarily make its way as a robust conversation during the mainstream debates or on the campaign trail, but what issues do you think should be focused on that maybe didn't get a lot of attention on the campaign for individuals with disabilities?
Well, I'm not sure how much actually got attention during the campaign, but I think we need a robust employment strategy for people with disabilities. We need to implement a federal disability income supplement program that will lift people with disabilities out of poverty. We need to be absolutely, we need to commit to inclusive, affordable housing, to childcare, being the new childcare plan being inclusive, so that there are, you know, kids with disabilities can attend regular childcare centers. We need to look, obviously, at the implementation of the Accessible Canada Act, which we didn't talk a lot about at all during the election campaign. We need to talk about fixing the DTC. I mean, that's the gateway right now to access federal programs and services. And there are many, many, many things wrong with the DTC. It's not very accessible. It's very restrictive. There are all kinds of issues around even being able to qualify for the DTC. And if that's the gateway to federal programs and services, we really need to do some work to fix that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there's just, you know, the government committed to a disability inclusion action plan. I do believe that Minister Qualtrough is committed to implementing that plan, and the government as well. And I look forward to working with them to get that work done. But I think we as a disability community need to be really, really vigilant in holding all parties to account. We're in a minority government. We're not going to have any one party that's going to be able to implement anything on their own. So we're going to need the support of all political parties to really take some action on disability. We're talking about 22% of the Canadian population here.
Absolutely.
And it's time.
Yeah, it's time and it's long overdue. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Krista, just on our way out here, where can people learn more about the work that you and your colleagues at Inclusion Canada do?
Oh, go to our website, www.inclusioncanada.ca.
Excellent. Hey, Krista, thank you for making time for us today. We really appreciate your perspective. Have a nice day, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.